Newsworthy, winning over the great British audience. Episode 1, Stormy Weather, mid-May, New Normal Studios, London.
So it is good morning from me, Matthew Garcia.
And good morning from me, Simon Harris.
Have a great day and we will see you tomorrow morning on UKNN News.
That's a wrap. Let's be brief. Get some coffee.
Oh, sounds great.
Matthew, Simon, I need to see you both in my office. It's important.
Okay, Sally.
Heads, it is good news. Tails, it is bad.
Heads.
Wrong, Simon. It's tails.
Listen, guys, it's not really an easy way for me to put this, but, you know, we've been struggling with the ratings.
Yeah, but we can fix that.
Not me anymore. The network has another project for me.
What?
So who's going to look after us?
Listen, I'll get to the point. They want to change things up, so they're bringing in Caroline Singer.
Caroline Singer? I mean, she produces reality TV, for Christ's sakes.
This is coming from the top, guys. The network wants you to meet her today.
So, wow, we have a new boss, just like that.
Sally, are you sure this is what's happening? Seems a little rushed.
Guys, I know it sucks, but this is happening.
Are you serious?
Yep. From now on, you need to report to Caroline.
It feels like we've been thrown under a human juggernaut.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit of a shock.
A bit?
But just give her a chance. You don't know what her plans are.
I just can't wait to see what she has in mind.
Well, she'll be here in any minute, so you can ask her yourselves.
What?
Look, just meet with her. Ah, here she is.
Good morning, Sally.
Morning, Caroline. Actually, I have another appointment, so I'm going to have to leave you all to it.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. It's not a good morning at all.
As you're aware now, I'm here to turn this show around.
With due respect, Caroline, do you think the current news needs any more turning around?
The way it's being presented by you both does.
Our job is to tell the news, not make it sexy.
Well, gentlemen, sorry to break it to you, but nobody seems to be listening anymore.
I do think that's a wee bit harsh.
And what do you know about the news?
I know that your viewings have fallen 30% over the last 2 months.
And what do you want us to do exactly?
Well, you both need to change your on-screen personas for starters.
Change your on-screen personas? Are you insane?
I am not.
This must be some kind of weird joke.
I'm not a comedian either.
So what's your master plan then?
We're going to need to bring in some magnetism.
Magnetism? What the hell does that mean?
You need some additional attractions. Frankly, this needs to become a show that people will want to watch again.
We are serious newsmen. If your game plan is to turn the news into a fairground, you can count me out.
Count me out too.
The network needs to choose either you or us.
May 2021. Matthew and Simon are sitting at Pino's Cafe Bar in North London, not far from Hampstead Heath.
Well, that happened fast.
Wait till the board reads our email.
You pulled no punches there.
Good. That'll wake him up. Without us, Caroline has no show, and she's toast. Coffee?
I'll get them. My turn. Hi, could you bring 2 lattes outside?
Sure. aren't you Matthew Garcia and Simon Harris from the UKNN News?
Yeah, that's us.
How wonderful you guys are.
Ooh, thanks. What's your name?
Skylar. Skylar Champion.
It's lovely to meet you, Skylar. From the States?
Brooklyn, New York City, born and bred.
Amazing city.
Sure is. I'll bring your drinks right over.
The nice waitress recognized us.
Lovely. Wonder whether she will after you changed our on-screen personas.
Yeah, how does that work?
Caroline wants us to amuse our viewers. Maybe we should try tap dancing on TikTok.
Oh, let's hope that's not what she had in mind.
Oh, hang on, it's Mike. It's Chairman on the phone. Hi, Mike. Simon? Yes? Yes, he's hearing me right now. Yes. Oh, you have read our email. What do you mean? What the hell do you mean? Caroline is the board decision. We can't work with her. What do you mean? We won't have to. Replaced? Who? I've never heard of either of them. This is bloody outrageous. You can't do... What the hell? Simon?
Yeah, I know. We've been fired.
They can't do this.
Contractually, we're up for renewal, so technically they can.
Hi, guys. Is everything okay?
Well...
No, everything is not okay.
Our show's been axed. Or rather, we've been axed from our own show.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Not gonna lie, it's a car crash.
Listen, I can't say I know what's going on or why.
What am I gonna say to my wife? She's gonna go nuts.
But you guys really are amazing, you know. Please don't think people don't love you.
It's hard to believe that right now.
I know you're still processing the bad news.
Yep. We're officially yesterday's news.
And I don't want to minimize your disappointment, but I mean, have you ever thought about having your own show?
Who's going to offer us one of those anytime soon?
I mean, an independent show. On the internet.
Internet?
Yes, I mean, who watches TV anymore?
But we've got no sponsors, producers, or backers. It's just not feasible.
Sounds like it's time for a rethink.
How do we do that?
I can help you with all that.
Really?
Yes, as I said, it is all online these days.
Right. You have a point, I guess.
I've already worked with a few people launching them online. I'm looking for a new project.
Skylar, you're kind, but you've never done news shows, and we know nothing about internet broadcasting.
No, but it is the back end I look after. I have a BA in media and TV production.
That young lady has her head screwed on. We don't have Piers Morgan anymore to wind us up, and talk radio is rubbish these days. I was listening to that James O'Brien the other day, and let me tell you...
Sorry, who are you?
Tony, plumber and heating engineer. I know who you two are.
Who we were. Hello, Tony.
So, as I was saying, give people a chance to tell you their honest opinions, and you won't be able to shut them up.
That's totally valid.
Maybe it is, but in our business, there's a lot to set up. It's not just a question of talking into a microphone, you know.
Nah, you're overcomplicating things, if you don't mind me saying. In the building game, I've seen all the architects miss out on a bleeding obvious.
What happens then?
Well, I just get on with it. And so should you too. And you have this nice young lady to help you out.
Maybe we just give it a go, Simon. What have we got to lose? You know what? I'm in. 110%. In it to win it.
You don't even know what we're doing and you're in.
Just do it. That's how I run my business. That is why I'm the most popular in-demand plumber in London.
Really? More than Pimlico Plumbers?
Yeah, well, maybe not as big as them, but I'm often called out to clear up their mess.
We will consult you for market research, Tony.
Rightio. I do know how ordinary people think. Speak to enough of them. Enough chatting. I've got my man Lychee in the van waiting for me.
Great reset, vaccine passports, transhumanism, globalization.
What are you doing?
Just making some aid memories, you know, to research for news stories.
That's encouraging. And don't forget to put love on your list.
Love? As a news story? Come on.
Love, Simon. Love is always news.
We don't want to end up sounding like the Lorraine Show now, do we?
Well, I think I need something more substantial than coffee right now. Can I have a dirty martini, Skylar?
Make that too.
How could they do this?
Easy. They just send in the female version of Sir Alan Sugar.
All fired. No thank you for all your hard work over the years.
Heartless bastards.
And it has given us a golden opportunity for us to start something fresh.
I love your positive thinking. A little over-optimistic, but I like it.
Listen, I finished work at 3 today. Shall we meet up at my house over some supper and start some ideas?
Good idea, thanks. You know, we could have edgy, progressive news talk about really interesting stuff. Nothing censored. We could go viral globally.
Okay, Rupert Murdoch, let's just see if this is viable for starters.
Great, here's my address.
Thanks, Skylar. Do you want us to bring anything?
Just yourselves. We have a lot to talk about, guys.